Okay, and with that endorsement, we'll move immediately to the entertainment and the science, actually. So first up is Lawrence. Lawrence, if you would come on.
Okay, thank you, Dean Grant. I'm a two-person person here. I have two careers. I was for nearly 20 years a professor of mathematics and oceanography at UBC, and then I decided to come east. There wanted some more snow and cold, so I came to McGill in 1986 to really start a climate research program. And that's what I've been doing the last 23, 24 years. And it's really a new area for me. I never did climate research 20 years ago, so I placed a lot of faith in McGill for hiring me to think that I could do it, and I've done it. And I actually have been focusing on what's called paleoclimates. These are very old climates. We're so familiar today with present climate, the threat of global warming, greenhouse gases increasing, and so on. And what I like to do is to look back thousands and even millions of years ago. And if you look back millions of years ago, there was a time when there was no Antarctic ice sheet. You see that there's an ice sheet to the South Pole. There's also another big ice sheet in Greenland, right here. And because of that, we technically live today in what's called an ice house because of these permanent ice sheets. But 50 million years ago, there were no ice sheets. Why were there no ice sheets? And that's because of continental drift. What happened was that 50 million years ago, South America was connected to the Antarctic continent. And as a consequence, there was a possibility of the heat transfer from the low latitudes by the oceans to go right to the South Polar region. But around 35 million years ago, these two opened up, and that allowed a circulation in the ocean to go round and round Antarctica, and it isolated the tropical regions from Antarctica. And that's basically why the ice sheet started to form. Now, interestingly enough, before that, tens of millions of years ago, the Atlantic Ocean didn't exist. Now, you can all see that the Atlantic Ocean seems to fit opposite from what Africa and South America is. So actually, millions of years ago, tens of millions of years ago, those two continents were together, and likewise, North America and Europe were together. So what's happened is that because of continental drift, the spreading of these continents, and in the center of the Atlantic Ocean, north and south, there's this so-called mountain range, and that ridge is slowly pulling apart. So your skill testing question for me is to tell me when the two continents were together, given the current spreading rate that's taking place. Now, the other type of climate I study is the so-called glacial cycles. So these are the 100,000-year ice age cycles where 20,000 years ago, North America here, up to the middle of the United States, was covered by an ice sheet, and also there was a large ice sheet over Europe, northern Europe as well. So these ice age cycles oscillate between full ice cover and no ice cover on about a 100,000-year ice cycle. And the reason for those changes is very different than continental drift, because the continents on a time scale of 100,000 years haven't moved very much. So what's happened in that case is that if the Dean is our shining sun here, then the Earth changes its orbital parameters, not because of him, but because of the gravitational forces in the Moon-Earth-planet system. And what happens if the Earth changes its tilt ever so slightly on a time scale of 40,000 years? Furthermore, the shape of the orbit, which is elliptical, goes from a nice circle, so he's a nice circle, or he goes into an orbit which is much more elongated, something like this. And the way that happens, the distance, say when we have summers, becomes very far in some years, and some years, summers are very close. So when summers are very far from the sun, that's when the ice ages start. And there's another parameter which relates to the changes, and that relates to the change of the shape of the ellipse itself. So I'll stop there. I guess my 3 minutes are up, and look forward to talking to you after.
Thanks, Lawrence.